unifying difference is this concept that highlights the very essence, the need, you know, the importance of finding some sort of common ground, and also fostering understanding among, you know, people with different cultural orientations, you know, people with diverse backgrounds, diverse belief systems, and, you know, different perspectives. It's a very crucial approach in what then will translate into building, you know, inclusive and harmonious societies.
Okay, so there's always this thing that I would want to know, or maybe let's talk about it. Usually when we get to talk about relationships,
yeah,
in general,
yeah,
friendships, relationships, there's always one thing that confuses me.
Yeah.
Each time you find somebody not really in good terms with the other person,
yeah,
or maybe people are having a conflict,
yeah,
in a relationship or a friendship, it's usually a blame game, you know? This person did this, this person did that. Oh, I didn't do this, this other person didn't do that. But the question is, how does, or maybe how can two people come to one understanding?
Maybe the big question is that, is there a guarantee that two people can come to a
one
closed understanding? Also,
yeah,
for me now, I'm taken to think about this. That story is never documented anywhere in the Bible. Mm. Like how Adam and Eve, like, dude just woke up and he found this stranger
in his house.
You know, like how much of it? But then you see it again, because I like what you say, the old blame game, because when Eve tripped, Adam, he participated in the fall,
in the situation.
But then it was a blame game on Eve. But then I like you say, two people not bringing it to our present reality, you know.
Yeah.
At least I get to have a chance to, you know, talk to you. So like, learn your ways, learn your preferences, learn your likes and dislikes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But even with that, without space to learn you, the difficulty to come to an understanding is never guaranteed. So like, maybe I didn't want to interrupt your
what's
thought.
That is actually a good idea. What's the guarantee that two people will come to one understanding? Especially when we think about two people coming together, is it a guarantee that they will understand one another? We see the perfect portrayed situations to say, hey, she understands me, he gets me. But does he really, or does she really? Because there's situations where maybe you're having a conversation, all of a sudden it's a back and forth situation.
Yeah.
So how do you come together, two different people? My friend always says, we'll always be two different people. The problem is when you come together, you need to know that the other person likes this and the person likes that. This other person likes that. Now, when we come in to be in one place, how do we respect each other's preferences? And then make it like...
So, but maybe do you want to sort of like give a background to that reality of maybe... is it something that you've experienced where you're sort of like big at this preference? You can have the conviction, it's me, you know, this is who I am, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't do it any different than this, you know?
Yeah.
But then the other person can actually seem to buy in that
situation.
So like, do you have like a background?
I do. The thing is, I think it's been there with friends, family, and relationship wise, because there has been a particular situation where I'm really big on communication when it comes to relationships.
Yeah.
So I'm big on communication, and in that moment, the other person wanted me to be communicating at every moment.
Yeah.
I'm leaving for work. I'm at work now. Okay, I'm working. We'll talk later. Okay, now I'm done with radio. Okay, so now it's like that situation. For me, that's boring. I felt like, okay, I mentioned to say, hey, so I feel like this situation is really like getting me, I'm really bored. So when I'm texting you, I feel like I'm like reporting to my boss or my mom and or my dad. So can we try something different? Can it be fun? And at this moment, we're trying to build something, mind you. So if this other person is trying to make me say this and say that, and I understood, he says, okay, this is what I want. This is what I like. I was like, okay, let me try it. Let's see if it works. So this is me trying to bend over.
Embracing and celebrating differences can lead to, you know, a more enriched, alive and vibrant society, you know, because each person brings their unique backgrounds, their unique experiences, their unique ideas, and their unique talents, creativity, you know. And once we begin to recognize and value this diversity, you know, it can help us to sort of overcome the biases and the stereotypes, you know, and that then leads to building this, you know, inclusive and sort of accommodating environment where everyone feels valued, everyone feels respected, everyone feels worthy.
Was this still, I know we're not trying to discuss that. Mm-hmm. I'm just using it as an example, you know.
Okay.
But then it's going to lead us somewhere because mm-hmm. then I have a thought and I think it will help build this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So was he still trying to restructure it, still maintaining his preference, but only making it sound better for you to do? Of course, maybe you want to, his suggestion was that instead of just texting that
I'm leaving home
maybe you say something like, oh, I wish I was leaving home with you right now.
it was literally the I am leaving home now, you know. And the funny thing is that, okay, I tried to work with it, but the funny thing is that he wasn't doing the same. So you just find like I would sarcastically ask to say, okay, so you've been home the whole day? And then he says, no, I left. I went to this place and I went to that place and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm trying to pick his mind as well. I'm trying to see if you're going to do the same. If you're going to tell me to do something, I feel like you should reciprocate in a way so that I learn from you, because habits are easily picked, especially in a place where, you know, you are trying to, you talk almost every day and you trying to like build something. So it's even like kids, when you tell a kid in the morning, say good morning, they'll easily pick up to say hey, good morning. They also start doing the same. So it's exactly what I said. Maybe try and do the same, then we'll be on the same page. Okay, it didn't happen. So my thing was, if you're not gonna do the same, I'm gonna go quiet.
So wait a minute, now I'm getting interested. Was your How am I going to put it? You made it seem like texting like I'm leaving home right now. It was like, y'all reporting to dad. Like, I've reached the office right now. I'm about to start doing this and that. You know what I'm saying? So, were you uncomfortable doing that because it wasn't reciprocated? Or you just don't like that kind of communication? Like,
I just don't like that kind of communication.
Oh, what? Like, you didn't like that kind of communication?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. I'm a random person. I'll send you funny emojis randomly.
So, like, but then how does that play out with a structured person? So now, this is where the meat of our conversation is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Two people with two different but still preferences? Trying to live together?
We're trying to coexist in the world. But yeah, it was a lot. I felt like in that moment, I felt more pressured to just be on my phone communicating on my movements other than like us talking about serious things, you know, like
talking about, I mean, your movements is equally.
No, that's serious. Not a serious thing.
No, what?
No, why, a serious thing is. Not a serious thing. Good morning, I'm leaving home now.
Yeah, that's serious.
Okay.
Yeah, like which part of that is not serious?
The middle. What about the middle?
What's
what
the middle?
What do we talk about? The middle of me leaving, going to work, and what happens from the 6 hours that I'm at work until 12, where you just say good afternoon.
Well, it's still part of no. What's important.
You have random, like I said earlier on, I'm a random person. I would want to have a random conversation. Hey, so listen, I just saw something and this reminded me of you and blah, 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 blah. And conversation. Or maybe there's a middle call somewhere. There's somebody that like, he like or calls and says, hey, listen, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Or whatever. Just that randomness is great. I randomly thought of talking to you, but none of that was happening.
All right, so
it was good morning, good afternoon, good night. So good morning, good afternoon, good night.
So let's put you in the space of Adam and Eve. We'll play Adam and Eve, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But with the guarantee that you're going to take time to know Adam in this regard. And the truth of the matter is your two are made to coexist. You know what I'm saying? You can't chicken out. You just gotta be there because it's like your breath, your next breath. Weird, I know. That is dependent on your coexistence with this Adam, who apparently can't do randomness. You know what I'm saying? And well, most like 90% of your life orientation is on the side of randomness.
Yeah.
And 95% of his life is on structuredness. That should be a new word, I'm not sure. So structured. Yes. So with that reality, if you were given the responsibility to figure out to live in that space. So when we talk about unifying differences, we're not talking about erasing or ignoring individual identities or cultural heritage, if you may like. We are talking about building safe spaces. We are talking about creating spaces and opportunities for open dialogue, for empathy and collaboration. You see, we are talking about fostering a culture of active listening, because then we are trying to bridge the gap. So find differences entails open dialogue, open-mindedness, a willingness to learn from other people, from other people's perspectives, from other people's opinions, from other people's interpretation of this and that. This is what unifying differences entails. So we begin to see that by engaging in these open, honest dialogue, we sort of create a common ground. We bridge the divides, and we break down these barriers, and then we foster this mutual understanding.
I think in that moment, I would try and do one or two things to make it right.
What's that? What are those?
Like still do the good mornings and I'm at work situations. But for this life and this time and era where you are just, there's a lot of things that you can do or say to make the other person excited to talk to you other than having them report to you where they are going or whatnot. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to share or to tell the person that you're talking to say I'm leaving home or whatnot. But what happens in the middle of, like, the hours of good mornings, afternoon, and good night? What happens there? Even before, okay, the day ends, let's talk about how your day was. What happened? What interesting thing happened today? So you talk about those things, and then, yeah, sleep. But that doesn't happen. So this other person, mind you, is not doing the same. It's like making you do something that I'm not doing.
Do you know that you can hold a preference that you can't actually live by yourself?
Really? Really?
Yeah, I think
Or so. Now it's sad. Because if it happens that way, then it shouldn't even happen at all. Because if I'm going to impose something on somebody, I need to also do something to make that thing come out of the other person.
Well, you're going to leave your message, right? You're going to leave the message that you preach.
Thank you. So that now helps the other person to pick up from what I'm doing. I'm not going to tell you to read this book. It's amazing. I've never read the book. Why am I telling you it's amazing? So if you're telling me to do something, please lead. Lead, and then I'll pick it up from there.
Okay. For me, I've been in a space where someone tells me, well, I don't like anybody yelling at me. I'm big at that. Like, don't ever yell at me because that's big for me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But, and it's true. You've obviously seen how that just, gets them off their stand and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
If they're in a space where, like, somebody has to yell at them or something. Like, it really messes them up. So it's true. They actually don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But them themselves.
They yell.
They yell. Because what we're trying to do here on this conversation is we're trying to find a way to then unify our differences and, like, build a good story together. Mm-hmm. People with different preferences, mm-hmm. cultural orientations, backgrounds, and whatnot.
Yeah.
There's just got to be a way that we got to coexist. But then there has to be a how, you know what I'm saying?
How,
so
yeah.
I think this is what we're trying to do here.
Mm-hmm.
So now, with that kind of a pacer, it's not a fake preference. They don't like to be yelled at and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But they themselves,
they're
big at it.
Mm.
So, we talked about leaving the message that you're preaching,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And maybe you too, you're sharing the sentiment that you don't like anybody yelling at you.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that put you at a place where you even put in efforts to make sure that you don't get to yell at that person
mm-hmm.
when flipping the coin, they are yelling?
Yeah.
Like, so, is that an environment that you even want to use the energy to try to unify that difference? Or already that's something to just disregard, to say, you know what? You're saying this, but you're big at it yourself. Or we can still give that kind of a person some grace.
I feel, I'll still say this. If you're gonna tell me to do something, you do it too.
and if you can't?
Okay, if you can't, it's... there are things that you can put up with and try and, work through. And there are things that you can't. If you're talking about the yelling, for example, if you're gonna yell at me and... you don't like being yelled at, but you're yelling at me. It makes it so hard for me to not yell at you back, But again, if I know that that's not even me, that's not me. I'm not going to yell at you and you don't like it, but you still yell. It's okay. I will try and, there are situations that just require you to listen and try and work through things. But there are those situations where you're like, no, I'm not gonna I'm not going to stay here. I'm not going to bend over for these things. I'm just going to leave and be like done with the situation. So if you're going to tell me to do something, probably try and tone yours down too, so that you give me an example of this is what I mean. You know, like, let's have a conversation. There are people, again, for example, that are struggling to understand that if you want to fix something, if you're having an argument, some people would want to sit down and talk. Some people, talking is not, you want to be quiet and keep it all in. You know, and silence for the other person is annoying. Like,
that's true. That's
why
true.
Are you quiet? Say something. Hit me or you know, throw something at me. But this person is like, no.
Yeah.
I want to be alone for a while. Let me calm down. Maybe we'll talk in the next 2 days or 3 days. But you are burning in your heart to talk about this thing so that we squash it now. Now, there are those people that really find a way to coexist. You know, they're just like, he's not going to talk or she's not going to talk. 2 days, 3 days, then we'll talk. They've finally found a way to coexist and to understand the fact that this person doesn't talk. Or the other person is like, oh, I'm better off leaving the house for a few hours. Then I'll be back. Then we'll talk. Or if you're like far from each other, this person will be like, don't call me now. Call me a bit later, then we talk. But you're just like pressuring, call me, texting. And this is where we ladies text you randomly. Say something. Those kind of things. But you are trying to literally understand the fact that this person will talk to me hours from now. So sometimes you really need to understand the person and try and maybe balance with the way they are, the way they handle situations, and you also trying to be in that situation and understand the fact that I don't talk. I don't talk. I'm that person who really wants to sort things out there and then. Like, let's sit down, let's have a conversation. But usually I meet people that don't talk about situations.
That's me.
Let's bury it.
Yeah.
We can't bury this. What do you mean? What do you mean, let's bury this? Let's talk about it now so that we sort it out.
That's some interesting thought, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really just trying to turn around in my brain and just... But, like, why is it hard to...
To bury stuff?
No, to understand. Like, what you're saying is true. Because on my part, like, if I'm angry or something, you won't see me open my mouth just right then and there. Like, I want to be quiet. I want to process. You know, I want to understand, like, what led to this. You know, like, how can this not repeat itself? You know what I'm saying? But then the other person is like, we got to talk right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing about, let's just call them preferences. One thing about it is that when you are breathing in your preference, another person is trying to drag you out of it. That's a very hateful place to be at.
Yeah.
Like, very offensive.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, for me, I feel more offended when you're trying to get me talking. than I actually was before I actually stopped talking. Yeah. But it's my question. Like, I'm trying to understand. Like, I've told you this before. It's hard for me to talk when I'm angry. So just give me time. Well, okay, I hear you. 2 months down the line, you're in a situation, and it replays itself where you have to be quiet for some time. But the person that you had a conversation with, and they say, "Nah, I hear you." And I'm going to respect that. And they get to come back knocking. You got to talk.
Yeah.
So, it's me. After you say that now, it's me trying to understand, like, but why don't we understand?
Yeah. The thing is, we fail to understand. I think I was one person who used to be that person, like, failing to understand the fact that this person will never talk. But then again, I would respect if you tell me to say, I don't want to talk about this now. Give me time, then we'll talk about it later or something. The problem comes in if you are going to keep quiet, and when you keep quiet, you say, let's bury it. Not like, let's talk about it. No. Like, forget it happened. So let's not talk about this anymore.
Pretty.
Yeah. So because I feel in that moment, you're going to keep something in your heart for a long time, and yeah, they'll keep not, piling up, piling up, piling up. Yeah. And then they are going to come out at some point. One simple thing will happen, and then you have an outburst to say, this is the reason why, this is the reason why, this is why, this is, you start counting the wrongs. But if you tell me to say, can we talk about this when I am calm? That is fine. Because in that moment, somebody has given you or told you exactly what they feel and how they want things to happen. And the thing that you can do, I think, is respect that fact that this person doesn't talk. That is why they're like, what, different people. You want to talk there, and then I can actually take a conversation when I'm upset. I can easily like sit down and calmly talk to you even if I'm upset. But people that don't do that easily, like, I don't want to talk until I'm calm, are really like the easiest people to understand. That's how I feel. Easiest people to understand. I've had people that just say, I don't want to talk, like, let's bury it. That's where the problem is. That's where I'm like, no, we need to talk. Mm-hmm. I'll ask you days later, so can we talk about what happened? If you say no still, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
But if you say, give me time, let me think about it, a few hours a day, that's okay. Not just bury it, then I don't know if there's a way that people can exist, coexist in that, in so, that situation.
So, you know, right now I'm actually thinking, like, I'm thinking, is it possible that we can unify differences?
Mm-hmm.
Or the only possible option is to learn to live without differences?
Yeah, I think the only, it's what a lot of people have done. That's how I feel.
What have they done?
Understand.
And learn to live
and
with it.
And learn to live with it. And even at that, they'll still come and still argue about that very situation that you feel one day, probably one day she will change, or probably one day he will change. But
maybe I can give you my thought, my mm-hmm. thinking of mm-hmm. what unifying differences would look like.
Mm-hmm.
And what learning to live with our differences would look like.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, probably can give me my thoughts. So I think I attempted to do that when we just started this conversation. Mm-hmm. So learning to, now let me start off with unifying our differences, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this one person, their preference is texting. I'm leaving home now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in town.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going home now. I just got home. I can't wait to see you.
Mm-hmm.
What time are you knocking off? You know, that kind of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person's like, this is not necessary. Like,
mm-hmm.
Just get in town, do your thing, get home. You know, probably text me to tell me, oh, I'm taking a nap or something. You telling me that you just got in town is like very unnecessary.
Mm.
You know, but then the other person, that's what they want.
Yeah.
So how does that situation look like if then the two people are going to attempt to unify that difference?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, how does that situation play out like in attempt to unifying that difference?
That kind of difference.
Yeah, and also, let's use the same scenario. How does it look like in attempting to not unify, learning to live with that difference without offending
the other person?
Yes, you see what I'm saying?
Mm.
Because then we're almost trying to get to a conclusion as to whether differences should be unified or we should just learn to live with them.
you know, differences are always there. The fact that we are two different people and we're trying to be in one space and trying to not hurt the other person or try to not maybe sit on the other person's... My cousin loves to use this word. I don't want to sit on your morale for some reason. Yeah, you know, you're not trying to make the other person feel like whatever they like doesn't matter or something. My thing is also, as you are trying to work through your own preferences on the other person, I feel like it's better that you also welcome the other person's, you know, welcome your own things that you want to do. And the other person also needs to understand the fact that, okay, this is what this person likes. So what I like, I'm imposing on the other person, but also what do they like, so that we can both work through it. I don't know if it makes sense.
So,
but
see this. And I'm not trying to catch your thoughts. You see, does pretense then qualify in this equation? Because you see, see that, like, for me, when you text me, tell me that you just got in town, it's like, what? Don't tell me this. You know what I mean? Maybe jokingly we are sitting, I'm like, why'd you like texting me that you got, you just got in town? Like, can't you just get there, do your thing? I'm like, no, I just want to let you know. You know what I'm saying? For me, I feel like it's okay, you know, as long as
it is,
you're okay. Like, I'm having a conversation with you, but then you keep telling me, no, me, I just want to be letting you know that I'm in town. So for me not to get off, or for you to not think that it's offensive, and as much as I don't like it, like, are you texting me, you just got in town, you're leaving town now, you're about to get on the bus. Now that gets interesting. You know, I know that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I just reply like, oh, thanks for letting me know. While I'm rolling my eyes like, oh, man.
No, your reply is literally, okay.
Huh?
Your reply
is
literally, okay. But you're the one that told me I should tell you every time I'm leaving or I'm going to work. Or I'm leaving work now, going to board on a taxi or a bus or whatever. But your response is always, okay.
Yeah, that one is a bit off. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's pretense than see this question. Because then I'm still trying to make the person comfortable. Like, so, in as much as my default reply would be, okay. But then to just make you feel comfortable, I'm like, ah, thanks for letting me know your most self. But the undertone is like, why again? So, there's pretense play a role in trying to unify the difference, and maybe eventually just
you'd find yourself there.
Yeah,
yes, it does.
I think it does.
Definitely does, because I did it. I did it because
it doesn't work for me.
It did not work. Eventually, it did not work. Look where we are now. We don't talk anymore. At all. Like, all of a sudden, it just went like quiet, because I got tired of the pretending. Because again, the funny thing about pretense is that you find yourself back to your original self.
Yeah.
So if you try to pretend, you cannot pretend for so long.
It doesn't sit in the equation.
It doesn't. You can only do it for so long. And at this point, I kept on doing it and doing it and doing it. And then at the end, I just found myself not doing it anymore. And then it was sad.
But yeah, the truth really is that there isn't any single person that can't bend to anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So now I'm really just convincing myself that differences can be unified.
Yeah.
If y'all tell me that you want to text me every time that you're going in town and, you know, doing all your errands and whatnot, running all your errands, and when on my part I find that unnecessary, I still feel like I can learn to find that necessary. And if I put in an effort to learn and to like appreciate that part of you, you know, I feel like with time, and not like I'm gonna have to pretend to, you know, like it. Of course, in the learning process, it won't look beautiful, you know, it won't seem pretty, like, even you won't find my responses quite pretty enough, because I say all these after having like done a retrospect of, you know, my relations, you know, family, friends and whatnot, in terms that I attempted to like unify my differences and whatnot. So there's certain things that you know, maybe my sister could do that I'm like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
You know, but like she's doing that every day, and it almost, it's almost like an identity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then there should be a way for me to unify that difference if I'm gonna consider it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like we can be at a place where you say I can't bend to
this.
To
yeah.
this, you know.
Eventually it does. So I think I'll get back to what I said earlier on. If you're going to if somebody's gonna, of course you're gonna bend for some reason at the end of it all. Now the only time that you're gonna do that is when yours are also heard. Your preferences are also heard by the other person. Just like you said, texting and saying, oh, I'm here and I'm there. And then I've also said, listen, what I like is randomness. And you randomly do that. You'd randomly call me and random. Then I'm going to bend down and like do everything that you say you like. You get. So that's how this thing works. But if it's just going to be one-sided, trust me, it will never. It will never, like, you'll never unify, or you never be like in one space for a long time.
Mm.
At the end of it all, it will become a one-sided thing and the other person will feel a bit frustrated.
Mm.
But coexisting does definitely work, because at the end of it, yes, at the end of it all, you're going to, you know, do something that I like. And there are people that say on my birthday, I'm really like big on dinners I'm big on surprise me with with a bouquet of flowers and whatnot. There are people that just want to stay home, like
that's me.
Just and then this person is telling this person is telling you, I even forgot it's my birthday. You're like, what do you mean you forgot? And if this person is like that, you need to also understand. But if this person is like the quiet guy that doesn't really go out, that doesn't do what, but you're big on presents, but he doesn't do that on his day, but on yours he makes it happen, takes you out because that's what you like, then you are coexisting. That's something that is amazing. He does something for you that he's not really doing for himself. That is great. You definitely also do something for the person to say, okay, you know what, since it's my birthday, you always do something for me, so I'm gonna just sit with you and do what you like. Let's stay home, let's read, or let's watch a movie.
That's good,
you know.
That's good.
That's something, and that's definitely something that's now coming together and understanding and unifying.
That's pretty.
That's
pretty
simple.
Yeah. So you know what you just been saying gives me a thought. There's a way that people tend to leave their preference to almost like sound more like a standard. You know. Have you ever been at a place?
Standard. That's a good one.
Yeah, I've ever been at a place where, you know, one thing I hate. Someone walks up to me, yo, have you all seen this movie? No, man, I haven't seen it. Like what?
You haven't seen
it.
Why?
Like, yo, on your birthday, like, what are you doing? I'm just gonna be home. Like, are you serious? Like, it's your birthday.
You need to go out. Let's enjoy it.
You see what I mean? So. I feel that's where the conflict starts. What you like or what you regard as ideal, it doesn't qualify it to be a standard that everybody should subscribe to. You know?
Exactly.
Like, if I haven't watched that movie, oh, you know, you haven't seen it? Oh, man, it's a pretty movie. I recommend it. If you're gonna have some time, look it up. You know, I'll feel comfortable to be in that space. But if you go and tell me, like, which part of the world are you living in? Like, yeah, I've seen that movie. Like,
exactly.
And you know what they do? What they do in that moment? I'm going to ask you, have you heard this song by this person? I'm like, oh, no. So you see that I'm not giving you that reaction that you're giving me. You know what I'm saying? And now, think of how many people you're doing that to. And that's very uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable.
You know, that's very uncomfortable. So I really like what you said. The other person might not be big at going out, party and whatnot. But they're going to do that for you. So instead of you regarding your preference as the ideal, just receive the gift that is complementing what you like, and turning, flipping the coin
on the other side.
On the other side, if dude just wants to be home and read, so you know what? This is how we're going to spend your birthday.
Yes, let's read together.
Let's read together. So like that's really amazing, and I just hope our listeners would. I feel like that's pick up from there. Yeah, I feel like it's a good starting point. You know.
Yeah.
It's a good starting point to really like unify our differences, and I feel we can live together and do lots of dialogue. Like, talk to me. What? And you know one thing I don't like again. This thing, this approach of life, like, you see lots of that on Facebook. Like, in this time and age, is asking you, like, what do you like? Like, in this time and age, is asking you, like, what are your dislikes? It's necessary
to actually know.
Yeah, but so what are you trying to make it sound like it's old school, it's old fashioned?
I'm actually so old school, it's sad. I am so old school that I prefer someone telling me, would you be my girlfriend?
See that?
I am so old school.
See that? It's dialogue. I feel like in unifying differences and then learning to live with our differences, I think we gotta go big on dialogue and, you know, open dialogue and possibly uncomfortable.
And understanding. Yeah. As you're having the dialogue, let there be an understanding, some level of understanding.
Because
it's much easier if you understand the other person in a way to say, oh, I understand. And that's where we get back to the point where you mentioned to say, talking about something when it happens there and then is not a goal thing for you. You'd rather have, you know, take a break, think about what just happened, process it. And then how do you approach it now that it has happened? So where do we go from here? You need to understand. That person needs to understand. Say, this is how this person operates. So now that it has happened, not that this person is avoiding me, no. But this person is thinking on how we can go about it. Then find that, you know, solution on what's the next step. It's like understanding the type of person that you're dealing with. Now, once you do that, you accept it. And once you accept it, you have an understanding. Once you understand, that's when now you unify. Now you become one. You know, so that's where it comes from.
That's pretty.
So the problem that I had at that time was now the wanting it one-sided. What about the other side? Are you going to give me what I want so that we can make that one thing, that us thing, then move from there? It wasn't.
Because, you know, I'm trying to imagine a space where, I tell you the truth, for me, I'm very big at silence when I'm mad at something. And one thing that really trips me a lot is when you keep knocking, like, talk to me. Oh, that gives me a moment, like,
Leave me alone.
I drink a lot of water.
Leave me alone. I'm just trying to think.
So now, imagine, I'm just trying to imagine a space where you know that about me, and we have this misunderstanding. I'm like, you know what? I know how you process misunderstandings. So I'm going to give you space for 20 minutes. Please think about it. We need to talk. I'll give you space, but as you process your thing, just know that I'm present and I'm here. And when you're ready to talk, I'm going to be here. But then if you stay quiet for long, I'm coming back to knock. So please, let me just give you a space. Unless they all give me like, oh man.
Yeah,
I understand, man. Me, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's pretty, man. Like, cool. Just give me a few minutes out. I'm not going to react.
Then.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. But then if you keep coming, talk, it's like you're escalating the misunderstanding.
The situation. Like, and it's getting you all riled up. Yeah,
I really appreciate that you said understanding is major. Even as we push for open dialogue and honest dialogue and almost uncomfortable dialogue and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel we can coexist. We can
definitely.
We can live together.
Definitely, living together is very with a person you just met, not even meeting a person you just find in your house. Hey, how do you?
That story is interesting.
What do, What do you do in that moment? All of a sudden, this person is in your house. You're like, who are you? But yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah.
And they existed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I feel God has actually designed us that way.
To exist.
To exist.
Together.
Because isn't he the founder of marriage?
Yeah, and that's the thing. And that's where everything, I think, goes to, especially in in marriage, because a lot of people would come together and say, the moment there's this sorry, there's this thing that I saw that said where two people were talking about when they decided, when their marriage actually started working, was when the other person discovered that he wasn't listening to what his partner was saying, and the other person was not also listening to what the other partner was saying. In his mind, he was thinking, she just doesn't want me because I don't have money now, because he became broke at some point. So he, in his mind, he's like, you know, she just doesn't like me now because I don't have enough money. And this other, the person, the lady was thinking, he just doesn't like me because now I have a baby and my body has changed.
Wow.
Without sitting down to talk and say, this is the reason why this is that. So now once they had a conversation, they understood the reason why this person was cold, and the reason why the other person was also cold.
Yeah.
It's just a simple issue that just required them to sit down and talk. You know, and once they talked about it, it has made everything different for them now. And absolutely, they live to understand and listen to one another, which is simple. You listen to the person, or at the moment, I'm not feeling like talking because I feel a certain way, or I'm feeling like this, my work was this, and then
give me space, and I'm gonna be back, but I'm present. Yeah, I'm present,
I'm around,
I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving you, but I'm around.
Even
as siblings, you need to know that. My brother is like this, my sister is like this, so he's still around. Just give him time, or give her time.
It's like amazing. So we're wrapping up our conversation, and I just hope that this has been this would be of help, actually, and also helping people out there try to unify the differences, and also to
find a way to coexist,
and why not. You know, one person that I respect so much, that, and I learned so much from, in understanding people, and you know, their world of life, was God. He had a very unique way of, you know, learning to coexist with people, especially like with growth, you know, like stepped out of home for some time and came back, and I like, you're this man now, like, you're no longer a kid, so like, you have to learn to like live with your preferences of how you feel like family should also be like. you know what I'm saying. But one thing that I learned from him was how that he never imposed his preferences on his kids, but it sort of like created a market, you know, where like he was carefully selling his preference. Yes, you know what I'm saying. So I feel like imposing preferences is never, it's never gonna work in unifying our differences, but we have to just find a way to sell our preferences. Like, you know what, I like this, and maybe we could try to do it this way. I know you don't really like it this way, you know. Like, you gotta be a market or something.
Yeah,
marketing your preferences and not trying to impose, because you know, when you impose, it's like you're coming with a standard, and who wants to be in a space where someone regards their opinions as standards? As
the it thing. Somebody, why haven't you watched that movie? Instead of saying that, why don't you say, hey, I have a new movie, can we watch that movie together?
Rather than making it sound like you are very upset, you know what I'm saying, like you are sleepwalking through life, or you're in a ghetto or something, that you don't know what is trending. Like, so I feel if we take that approach, it'll be easier to unify differences and learn to live with different preferences, because that's a way to, you know, healthy relationships and healthy friendships,
mm-hmm.
and in building a more united community,
mm-hmm.
you know, humanity, you know, Africa, won't, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that you mentioned the world and Africa at large, because that's what we usually miss out, understanding what these people are about and the other people are about.
Yeah, and unifying that mm-hmm. differences
mm-hmm.
and creating a good story. So whatever relation that you're going to share with your family members, your friends, you know, mm-hmm. spouse or something, you mm-hmm. just know that that's a community of two different people coming with different opinions,
mm-hmm.
you know, life orientations, culture orientations, you know, belief, different belief orientations. But mm-hmm. then the possibility of unifying those differences is at 100%. So don't think it's impossible. It's absolutely possible to unify our differences. So this has been a mm-hmm. dope conversation, and I hope and I trust that the listeners are going to try to experiment some of these opinions. They're not standards.
Yeah, not definitely not standards.
Yeah, their opinions.
I hope definitely that this is also helpful in a way, because that will help you understand the other person more. And once you understand, then you will decide on, just being together. Life becomes easier, I guess. And everything that the other person does becomes way easier for you to understand and also live with, because you've understood this person and you've learned to actually coexist.
Thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. If you've not subscribed to the I Believe podcast, go to Apple Podcast, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.